to tie everything up with the side. And I think we, Mr. Sharp, you have the note, the letters, right. And when you call in with the office, if you could help them and also find out the name of the manager and the address for Home Depot.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you. You have a good evening.
You as well.
Tomorrow.
You can call the office in the morning.
Next case, please.
The next case this evening is case number 12,276, Gary L. Conaway, LLC, seeks variances from the front yard setback and side yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures, sections 11520, 11525 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of East Piney Grove Road, approximately 511 feet northwest of Governor Stokely Road. The 911 address is 22358 East Piney Grove Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential, and the tax parcel ID is District 133, Map 10, Parcel 9.02. Staff would note that the applicant is requesting a 13.4-foot variance from the required 50-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing chicken house, a 1.3-foot variance from the required 50-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing chicken house, a 0.3 variance from the required front yard setback for an existing chicken house, a 50-foot variance from the required 50-foot side yard setback for an existing manure shed, a 10.41-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed solar panel foundation, and finally a 14.75-foot variance from the required 40-foot front yard setback for a proposed solar array. Staff would note that we've received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Burton, I will excuse myself from hearing this case as your applicant is a friend of mine. And I will ask Mr. Callaway to preside over this hearing.
Understood. Thank you.
Sorry, it wouldn't be proper.
Good evening, Keith. Your name and address for the record.
Gary L. Conaway, Georgetown, Delaware.
Oh, swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you.
I know him as a conflict.
Thanks, sir. Right there.
Okay. Good evening, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burke. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergovic, Carmine, Weidman, McCartney, and Owens. I represent the applicant, Gary L. Conaway, LLC, who's applied for several variances, as you have heard, from the side and front yard setback requirements, mostly for existing improvements, but also two for proposed solar array on the property. Also in attendance this evening on behalf of this application are Gary and Crystal Conaway and Alan Hazard, a member of Solair LLC. We've also submitted exhibit booklets in advance for your review and consideration. This property is located at 22358 East Piney Grove Road, Georgetown, Sussex County, Delaware. It's located in an AR1 district and it's used for agricultural purposes. This property, as you can see, is currently improved with three poultry houses and accessory structures. The applicant seeks to make energy efficient improvements to its existing agricultural operations by installing a solar array on the property. In connection with those improvements, the applicant intends to apply for a grant from the USDA to offset the cost of those improvements. This property is unique in shape. As you can see, it's an irregular shaped lot. It consists of approximately 5 acres of land. It's currently used for the applicant's existing poultry operations and is actively farmed. Despite the size of the property, the solar array can only be installed in the front of the property, which is why we're here this evening. The reason for that is that the connection point is located in the front of the property, and the efficiency would be lost if the solar array was located at the rear of the property. Also, it's my understanding that the rear of the property is actively farmed by the applicant. In addition, the roofs of the existing structures on the property are not structurally sound enough to support the weight of the solar panels over time or over an extended period of time due to weather conditions, wind conditions that are common in this area. And also for grant purposes, the USDA does require that the solar array be located on the property which is benefiting from it. Thus, there's no other physical location for the solar array. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to such uniqueness of the property, not to circumstances or conditions that are generally created by the provisions of the zoning code in this neighborhood or district in which the property is located. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning code at this juncture. The non-conforming poultry houses and manure shed cannot be relocated. And again, there's no other physical location for the proposed solar array. As a result, the authorization of the variances is necessary for the reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. Upon information and belief, two of the poultry houses were constructed in or around 1983 and the third in 1986. Manure shed was constructed in or around 1992. Variances, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or the district in which the property is located. It will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of any adjacent or adjoining area, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. Again, the existing improvements have been in their current locations for more than 26 years, and the applicant or its affiliates own the adjoining properties as well as the majority of the properties in close proximity to the property. We've included in the exhibit booklet just an excerpt from the zoning map that shows all of the properties that surround the subject property. And the applicant's not aware of any complaints that have been made as a result of the locations of the existing structures. These variances, if authorized, do represent the minimum variances that will afford relief, and they represent the least modifications possible of the regulations in issue. There are six variances that are being requested this evening. Four of those variances relate to the existing improvements on the property. And Mr. Whitehouse has run through them all already, and unless you want me to run through them again, I will refrain from doing so. The two other variances are for the proposed solar array. The variances, if authorized, will simply allow the applicant to bring the existing structures on the property into compliance with the zoning code, and also to make energy efficient improvements to its existing agricultural operations. At this point in time, I'd like to invite Gary Conaway to the podium to address the board. Please state your name for the record.
Yes, Gary Conaway.
And you've heard the representations that I made to the board this evening?
Yes.
And are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Correct, yes.
Is there any additional information that you'd like to present to the board for its consideration?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Conaway. They may have questions for you, but I'll let you sit for a second. For those reasons, based on the presentation this evening, we do respectfully request that the board grant the requested variances. Of course, myself, Mr. Conaway, and Alan Hazard from Solair LLC are available for any questions that you may have. And thank you for your consideration.
And I thank you. Are there any questions from members of the board?
I have a question. Questions.
I just would like to point out that they probably were not. This parcel was probably all one parcel at one time, and so you weren't out of compliance, or you didn't build in the setback on purpose, but by subdividing that small 5-acre parcel, that encroached into the new setbacks.
That is my understanding, Mr. Conaway.
I have no questions.
I think back when he built them back here then, the same, the distance is all different then.
Yes.
Yeah. You put 3 feet off the line then.
Okay.
Thank you.
No questions.
Joe?
Just to I'm looking at the compass and where the solar panels are. I'm guessing that if you put those in the rear, they probably wouldn't get the sun for the day because of the shadows perhaps in the poultry houses. Is that correct?
Correct.
If you could just...
Do you want him to be sworn in?
Yeah, if you're going to testify, that would be great. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Alan Hazard, 29589 Millsboro Highway, Millsboro, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, yeah, so if you put the solar array on the rear of the property, obviously the front chicken house here, it faces due south. So if we were to put them on the rear of the property, it would be shaded by the third chicken house, and just by looking at I would say that would be also a setback issue as well.
And the only other question I've got is there a gap between the edge of paving of East Piney Grove Road and the front property line? Do we know that?
I am not sure. Mr. Conaway?
Does your front property line match the edge of paving of East Piney Grove Road, or is there a gap between it?
No, there isn't.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing any further questions? Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve case number 12,276. I believe they have met all the standards that they need to for this application.
A second.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Okay. I have a motion by. We approve case number 12,276. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
You want to go one by one?
I'm sorry.
You want to go one by one?
Oh, okay.
Roll call then.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Okay, roll call.
Aye, for my reasons.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, for my reasons, ever stated, so by vote of 4-0. Case is approved.